Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, April 2nd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and once again, it's a joy to prepare and now share this message with you over the internet. Today's message is titled, When We Will Hold Palm Branches. And the scripture text is from Revelation chapter 7, 9 and 10.
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb."
Well, we look forward to the special days on the church calendar, such as Palm Sunday, the introduction to Holy Week. Yesterday, my heart was full of gratitude as I gathered with others who placed their faith, as I do, in Jesus Christ. On Palm Sunday, we consider the significance of the day that Jesus entered Jerusalem. As he entered the city, he was greeted by a crowd who laid their cloaks before him, waved palm branches, and joyfully shouted praises to the Messiah. "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord."
Christ's triumphal entry was the fulfillment of prophecy spoken of in Zechariah 9:9. "See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey."
Palms are a symbol of triumph and victory. If we ourselves were on that parade route, what would we have said or done? How deeply would our convictions have been? Would we have exuberantly welcomed Christ's entry on Palm Sunday, and only days later yield to political and peer pressure to jeer with the crowd who cried out over and over, "Crucify him, crucify him"?
Scripture gives us a glimpse of another future scene described in Revelation. The redeemed through all the ages will gather and comprise a great multitude that no one can count. I sure plan to be there, and we'll be joined together from every nation, tribe, people, and language.
What an incredible experience that will be. We'll stand before the throne and in front of the Lamb, dressed in spotless robes of white. No tailored suits or power ties or designer dresses or peasant's rags. There will be none of the class pretenses that seem to matter so much on this side.
And notice especially that we'll be holding palm branches just like they did at the triumphal entry as we rejoice in the ultimate victory. On the first Palm Sunday, the crowds cried out, "Hosanna," which means save us. In heaven, we will cry out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
Well, have you made that declaration from your heart? Are you living according to this declaration today and every day? And again, I declare it, and I do so from my heart, as I know Brooksine does. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
Let's pray together. Father, each year as we enter into Holy Week, we consider each major event that ultimately led your Son to the cross of Calvary. May our minds and hearts be led to Calvary as we contemplate the suffering, agony, and betrayal Christ endured on our behalf. We are eternally grateful that we will someday stand before the throne of God, not because of our own goodness or achievements, but solely because of the finished redemptive work of Christ our Savior. Hosanna!
Amen. Brooksine, share an addition that you made of an experience we had yesterday that I think our podcast listeners would enjoy reading as well.
Well, our family visited a church yesterday where a friend of Stephen's extended a special invitation since he was sharing the Palm Sunday message. Following the service, we were invited to dinner by a host family in the church who had prepared a large country feast for several visiting ministers and their families. Actually, it added up to 33 guests, and yet, at the end, there was food left over. Following the meal, the ladies cleared the main table that seated 22 guests. And then we visited together. The men toured the large dairy farm and visited into the early afternoon. Well, Stephen and I were curious as to how you could seat 22 guests comfortably at one table. Upon inquiring, we learned that a local furniture maker customizes these tables for people who request them. And I'm sure he does quite a lot of business since the Amish and Mennonite families have very large families here and would especially have need of the extended table, as they are called. The table yesterday had at least 10 table leaves.
Well, it was a remarkable experience. I wish I would have had my camera with me. There were a number of interesting photographs I could have taken out on this farm, but I didn't have one. But that table would have certainly been interesting. You can imagine how long it would have been, a basic table. Plus 10 leaves, I would guess probably 18 inches to 2 feet wide each. What an experience. Well, it is a blessing to share with you today. It's a beautiful sunny day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. It's warm and looking forward to getting out later in the day. But I still have another hour or two of work to do in getting this fully up on the web. And it is a joy to share, and we hope you are blessed today and that you will rejoice in our Savior.